neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Vehayu nechonim. Prepare yourself. Get ready. So now, they ask, Vehayu, is it past, present, or future?
Past.
Past. Vehayu is avar, is past. That could work in matters that the verb adds with the vav, like in Shema say vahavta. The vav is not for the past; it's for future. But here the problem here, it should have been stated veheyu nechonim. Veheyu nechonim. Moshe should told Am Yisrael that you're ready. You have a meeting with the Ribono Shel Olam in 3 days. That you have to get ready. But it doesn't say that. It says, Vehayu. In the past, yeah. It's the same future. You follow? So why is it said in past and not in future?
Because I have a vision. That's why, since then, you always should be ready for Hashem.
You should be ready from when?
The time when I came out of Egypt.
So how we can be get ready?
They didn't have the Torah, so how they could get ready?
Very nice. So, happened to be a story. Older gentleman was passing by intersection, and then he notices that there was a camera, and there was a flash of the camera. So what does that mean?
You're pressing a red light.
Or you're speeding, right?
I was speeding.
Yeah. He looks at the speedometer. It says it's about 35. Didn't go fast. So he turns around, it goes again, but like about 20. So yeah, again, there was a flash. So what is this? So then it goes around, it goes very like 5 miles an hour. So yeah, again. So what's going on here? I'm not speeding. So if I get a ticket, I'm going to go find it. So about a week later, he gets a ticket. He opens the ticket and says, seatbelt.
What does it say? Seatbelt.
He didn't put on his seatbelt.
No spinning, seatbelt. Nice.
You like this story?
Yeah.
Yeah? It has a copyright, don't tell anybody. Yeah, this is our story that, I didn't do anything, what do you want from me? I can go fast. But you don't realize it's not what you think you didn't do wrong. It's what exactly you're doing wrong. But you don't know what you're doing wrong. And even don't even think about what you're doing is wrong. Isn't that something? You go 3 times. Yeah, I'm not going fast. But what's wrong? You didn't put your seatbelt. And that's how it is. So Tal Shai is informing us that right before Matan Torah, it says, Vehayu Nechonim. Vehayu Nechonim is in Avar, it's past. Should say,
Vehayu
Nechonim. So no, that's how it works. It's not that. Shavuot, you stay up. No, that's how it works. So here we see the only Chag that we have, Hagbalah. What does Hagbalah mean? It's Gebul. It's preparation. It's not that, you stand for Rosh Hashanah and you expect that he speak with you. It's not how it works. You have to prepare yourself. You have things that needs to be worked out. Your manners, the way you speak, the way you respond, the way you think. And going through the light and you see the camera is flashing, it's flashing, flashing. And you say, oh, I'm not going fast. Then you get the letter, you put on your seatbelt. But you think, whatever you think, I'm okay, I'm not doing wrong. Even though Okay, so what? But the fact of the matter here is, no, it's not that it works. We're just about to arrive at a destiny that is called Chag Matan Torah. It's an opportunity that to be able to receive all the brachot shebat Torah. Chas v'shalom, miss this opportunity? It's not that you feel, you know, I'm doing whatever I can. I'm doing whatever that I'm supposed to. That's what you think. But what you don't put your seatbelt. But you're thinking, I'm not speeding. But that's not the case. It's not the case at all. And everybody feels, you know, okay, I'm better than him. I'm better than him. But that's not how it works. We have to prepare ourselves. We need to realize that Yehudi has a responsibility to worry about himself first. Why? Because we believe that Yehudi, as it's called, the Din of Aravut, right? Again, back to the seatbelt and the flashing light. We worry many times that make sure you put on your seatbelt, right? But we, as responsible individual, our seatbelt is shori veli. You always keep looking at other people. He's doing this, he's doing that. It's not how it works. I have to see what I need to do. Until I don't realize, I, as an individual Yehudi, I have to fix myself first. Don't worry about other people. Fix yourself. Why? Because you can affect other people. Not by words, not by your action, but what you do. So monitor yourself. We all have to turn the camera to ourselves, not to other people. The projector has to be on ourselves. This is a very, very sensitive moment, delicate moment. We just about arrive at time that we have to hear Anochi Hashem Elokecha she'oseh melech Mitzrayim. It could change the whole status of the whole olam. And that's what exactly the whole task here is. Yemei Hagbala. We have to get gebulim for ourselves. And everybody needs to work on something. There's anger, there's midah of being sensitive. There's a midah of not letting people speak. There are people like this. They call them AAA, not the one that tows the truck. And the people that walk in the hallway and keep banging on the elevator button, you know, those type of people. Does it help?
No.
It doesn't help. It doesn't neither help with the people to keep banging on their head. It doesn't work. Because people decide to be whatever they are. If you bang on the button, it's not going to work. But one thing for sure is going to work. If you bang on yourself. I remember our grandfather, Alav Shalom, we used to go to his house. He had a radio. And then when you play with the knob, it would not work. So he used to say he has a special knob to make it work. So how is the knob? Go like this. Bang on the radio, stop working. It's a special knob.
Don't always work.
On yourself, not other people. Don't do it on other people. Do it on yourself. Do it on yourself. That's the only way. That's how it works. That's what exactly we have to think about. You know, forget about other people. Just focus on yourself. Fix yourself. He says in the Torah, "Musha Aharon HaKohen, Ba'ad HaKorban, Ba'ado Ba'ad Beito, Ba'ad Kol HaKahal Yisrael." What does it mean? Ba'ado Ba'ad Beito, Ba'ad Kol Yisrael. For himself, for his family, and Am Yisrael. So what does this mean? So first, he brought the Korban for who? For himself. For his family, and then Am Yisrael. What do we do? We bring Korbanot for all Am Yisrael. Why? Because we make everybody guilty. I'm okay. No, that's not how it works. Ba'ado. Ba'ad beito, that's what he's saying. And we can change the whole olam. Koilani shomote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shomo, nishomo sheli.
koilani shomote, halel kohalelu ko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.